Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Makes me feel like getting on the soapbox.
Now, Mark Cox Soapbox.
What we got here is failure to communicate.
Recruits, welcome to Fort Sharpton. Your indoctrination begins today. We love the smell of burning cities in the morning. It smells like victory. That's tongue-in-cheek in case you're a snowflake. I just want to point that out. I feel like I have to point that out. But that could be the new welcoming speech at some military bases in the country. Think about that. If you've heard this debate, they want to change the names of some military bases. Nancy Pelosi mentioned it there because some of them are named after people who apparently served in the Confederacy at some point, like General Bragg down in North Carolina. General Bragg apparently was nothing to brag about as a military leader, from what I'm reading. And he was also a general for the Confederacy. So we need to erase him from history. We need to act like he never lived. Now, frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. I have no connection to Bragg. If I'd been alive at the time, I would have fought for the United States of America, which was the Union. But I wasn't, and neither was anyone else who's now alive or who's now offended by the name of Lee or Bragg or Columbus or Washington, for that matter. Not a single one of us was responsible for their actions 150 or 200 years ago or 240 years ago, and we can't go back and change that history. But I hope people see the bigger picture here, and I hope they see the motive that's behind some of this, because it's an attack on the very foundations of our government. That's what it is. You know, listen, I had an interesting exchange with a friend the other day who is convinced that the president has mucked up the water, muddied the water, so to speak, over his stance on changing the names of these military bases and the Confederate statues that are still up. He's convinced that there's no way to keep the statues now because of the tide of public opinion. And my response was pretty simple. It's not about the statues. It's not about the names on the military bases. The anarchists who are behind this movement have ulterior motives, and they're using the goodwill of good-intentioned people to carry it out. If every Confederate monument and battlefield in the U.S. disappeared tomorrow, it wouldn't be enough, because that's not the goal. What's behind this is a political effort to silence people who dare to disagree with their point of view. It's the same thing we saw on college campuses a couple years ago at Mizzou, the tolerant left, unless, of course, you disagree with them. Now, they go by many names, but you know the one I like best? Bolshevik. The Bolshevik Revolution in 1917 was about the redistribution of wealth, plain and simple. It ultimately was called the Soviet Union. And communism was at its core. Yeah, I wonder if they ever called it Chaz. You think at any point they called it Chaz? No, the answer is no. That would never fly, right? Because if you are going to take somebody else's property, you have to have a strong police force, right? And complete thought control. Alternative opinions are not welcome. It's not that they don't want police. They just want their own police and not yours. That's the bottom line here. Look across America, folks. Tell me what you see here. That ultimately, that's my question for you. Look across America and tell me what you see at this point. What do I see when I look across America? An NBA announcer fired over a mundane tweet. An NFL quarterback humiliated into apologizing for expressing his respect for the American flag. Even yesterday, the Fox Theater forced to apologize for a message on their marquee in honor of Captain David Dorn, a black man, right? They had to apologize for that. The message is clear. If you don't get on your knees and submit, you are a racist. There's no tolerance for free speech. What happened? Is that America? Is that American? So don't be distracted by the noise. Nobody I know supports racism. Everybody I know wants to reasonably consider changes to prevent a George Floyd-type death from ever happening again. But there are people who want to take America down with it at the same time. And we can't let that happen.
Get more at 971talk.com.